This is the PR Podcast, a show about how public relations helps you tell your story to the world. We talk with great PR practitioners who have the skills, creativity, and just plain savvy to get their clients noticed. Now here's your host, Jody Fisher.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the PR Podcast. I'm Jody Fisher. Thanks for joining us. Well, have you got yourself your PR Podcast plug yet? This is the feature we do at the top of every show. It's an opportunity for us PR people to plug ourselves. I frequently say that we're, as PR people, we're good at plugging our clients or promoting our clients. We're really lousy at doing it for ourselves. So we're giving you a chance to toot your own horn here. Boy, when was the last time I said that? That sounds like a dad joke. But in all seriousness, we want to hear about your passion project. It's not your 9-to-5. It's the thing that gets your juices flowing after the work is done, right? Maybe it's your blog, it's your newsletter, it's your cool TikTok channel, it's your cooking hobby. It's whatever thing that sort of like gets your motor running. Send it in to us and give us a chance to plug you at the top of an upcoming show. Either send me an email at jody@jodyfisherpr.com or reach out to us on one of my socials or the PR Podcast socials. Let us know that cool thing you're doing and we will plug you at the top of an upcoming show. Now on with our show today and our very interesting guest. Liliana Petronava is leading Exilion, a strategic communications firm and communications agency. She is an executive with experience in tech companies and venture capital firms, offering her expertise in launching products, elevating company and founder profiles, and improving public perception. She has a decade plus experience in media and public relations. She's also a professional executive coach for startup founders and CEOs. Now, her strategies have earned her global coverage in elite media like Forbes, CNN, and Bloomberg. And she's an active contributor to Entrepreneur US and offers invaluable insights into the evolving business world. She is also, and I find this fascinating, developing Visa Boost, which is an innovative startup catering to immigrants. Liliana, welcome to the PR Podcast.
Wow, that is a great intro. Thank you so much, Jody. I'm so glad to be here.
Let's talk about that last item first, Visa Boost. What is this?
Well, you know, this is my, I think, a great example where it's an opportunity to combine two passions, a passion for PR and passion for entrepreneurship. And I really love your kind of idea to give people an opportunity to plug in their great, you know, stories and projects they're doing. I think this is one of good examples where I'm trying to help people immigrate to US with great PR, because some of the categories of US immigration and non-immigration, like work visas, are exceptional achievements visas, like O-1, EB-1. Those are the visas that require a lot of criteria to be met. And one of the most several important criteria are actually in the media recognition, so-called notability criteria. And I don't know if you're aware, but actually each year over 300,000 people, high-skilled professionals, are trying to immigrate to US from all over the world, applying for jobs and just applying for visas, maybe because they're starting their own companies as well. And basically, they need the media recognition to be able to prove their notability and their influence in their space of work. And of course, I'm targeting, you know, tech workers, entrepreneurs, these categories, because the other ones who also are eligible for exceptional US visas are sports people, science people, and celebrities, of course. But I deal only with tech and business people. And, you know, I just recently, like today in the morning, I saw a stat that US is still on top of the list of the countries where people want to immigrate from all over the world. And still like in the first place all over the globe. So I think with the current state of economy, with, you know, everything that's happening on the markets, US will need more skilled, more passionate people who want to bring value to the country. And Visa Boost is there to help them move to US and make their dream come true.
That is really great. So how, help me understand how you combine PR into helping people navigate that visa process. Because it's, as you said, Byzantine and frustrating and just like the worst.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's really interesting how US still keeps, you know, the first place in immigration when it's much more easier to immigrate to Canada, UK, or, you know, other first world countries. They just immensely simplified the immigration process in the recent years, and US has yet not simplified the process. But I think this will happen. This will be changing in the next 5 to 10 years. And PR is, you know, we are working with lawyers and immigration lawyers. We don't do like the law services ourselves, but we help to compile an appealing portfolio and all the preliminary work that, you know, the research that the person has to do to present to the immigration lawyer. We do the notability. Basically, we help people to publish their company stories, their personal profiles in the media to also add to the portfolio and the application they will be giving to the immigration lawyers. Because we found that a lot of people, they come to immigration lawyers and they don't meet certain criteria. And oftentimes it's the notability and media presence. That's very often where, you know, those talented people, they just don't think about publicity that much, you know. And it's really very common. You see that. We just want to help them present themselves to the media, help them get coverage in national media. They need like tier two publications to meet the level of this criteria. So they really have to be exceptional in any way that we can help them elevate in the press. And that's where PR really, really comes in handy. And I have to tell you that a lot of immigration lawyers, they are also seeing this necessity and looking for PR professionals to help their clients with this criteria. So I'm just meeting, I think I'm helping to complete this need and solve this problem for both the people who want to immigrate, but and also the immigration lawyers who need their clients to increase the success rate of their applications, work they're doing with a strong portfolio also of media links and publications that are recognized by USCIS.
It's amazing to me that even PR, that PR and notability, as you said, would play a role in, I'm going to use the word legitimizing or accelerating or, you know, just giving the green light to someone who simply wants to come here and work and contribute to our society and our country and our technology, or, you know, whatever they want to do, whatever their skill is. And it's funny because you're telling this story and I'm recollecting it was just a couple of months ago that someone who, you know, friend of a friend reached out to me and described just this kind of scenario. They had a fellow who was an incredible scientist, had invented, had all these like 600 patents or something like that. His visa was expiring and he needed just what you're describing to renew his visa. And it boggled my mind that why is this even a hurdle that our government has put in the place in the path of people who are clearly accomplished? But that's an amazing story about the company that you're creating. Let's pivot over to your other company, which is Axilion, which is a strategic communications firm. Tell me about what you do there.
So I've started this company around 2019, in the beginning of that year, when I quit my 9-to-5 job and wanted to do more things that I think make sense. And I started to work in a very complex and integrated communications field from the get-go. So it was not only media relations, but I did things like develop a website from scratch for a VC company, or create positioning and messaging and kind of marketing content for a new VC firm in the Middle East. And that was like my first client because they needed an integrated set of kind of productizing their financial offering. And as a cherry on top, they wanted to see some media publications as well. And that's also what we did. That's why I think it's a strategic communications consultancy with Xcelion that we're doing more than just like public relations. I really have experience in marketing communications and web development and all of that I was able to bring on board with Xcelion to just help clients who need a little bit, you know, a complex approach to setting up their communications specifically.
So when we use the phrase strategic communications, and when we're specifically talking about the strategic communications that you do, it's a phrase that gets thrown around a lot, strategic communications. How do you define it and how do you put it into practice with your clients?
Oh, that's a great, great question. I think strategy is something that is, I think it's a little bit of a cargo cult, you know, when people talk of strategy. And I think we should blame the big four for that. Those are the folks who kind of, you know, made it almost like a religion that you need to, like, if you're consulting, it has to be strategic. So if you say you're a tactical consultant, this would be, I think, you know, unappreciated by clients. Like tactical consultancy versus strategic sounds cooler, right? But reality of it is that so many things when we are outsourcing as a company, because I've worked in-house as well as on an agency side, both. I know you have done that as well. You know that many tasks that people outsource can be very practical and hands-on, like to distribute a press release, you know, to write a press release. And this can be an agency that's just doing that. And when you have an in-house person, it's easily to do. You know, you have the strategy that is developed in-house and the business goals are also set in-house, and you just outsource some of the practicalities of communications work. This is one case. With me, I'm more acting as semi in-house outsource player to do a more full service situation. This is where I talk to the business leaders, and oftentimes my client is the CEO or founder or shareholder of a company rather than, for instance, a PR director or a marketing director in the company. Oftentimes they don't even have this role yet. So what I do is I talk to CEO, for instance, about their business goals. And then I come up with an approach how communications can help solve those, you know, not issues, but goals, and meet those goals and help to achieve them in the long run. And I do both. So I kind of strategize a little bit with the team, and then I do the tactics of how we reach that in the course of 6 months, 1 year, or maybe 3 years period of time, and what channels we need to set up, what types of messages we need to develop. This is where I work closely with the team to find those, you know, special voice that they need for their communications, the positioning they need for new products launches. That's something also we often do. So a company wants to launch a new product, how they go to market. This is where I can come in and help them do the go-to-market strategy that includes communications. And then we do the execution as well for them. So it's more like those, you know, two facets of work that we do.
But that can be challenging, though, especially if you're coming into an organization, as you described, that maybe doesn't have a communicator on the inside or someone who is involved in some sort of, whether it's public relations or internal communications or, you know, what have you. How do you, and you talk about creating a narrative from scratch. How do you get that ball rolling with people who, you know, kind of understand, well, we kind of want something that looks like this, but we don't know how to do it, or we don't know what to do. Are you starting at ground level with them and working your way up with the CEO, or how do you get that kicked off?
Wow, this is really in the nitty-gritty of how I'm working. I love this. So I've told you that I'm also an executive coach to CEOs and founders. And oftentimes this really helps to work with people who have not done communications work themselves, is where I do a little bit of coaching and educating on the role of communications in business for them. And from this position, this is why I'm a consultant, right? In the first place, I consult them on how communications can help them achieve their business goals. And the types of business goals we're dealing with, one I've mentioned is go to market. So a new product is launched or a new brand. The other one is fundraising and investment relations. This is something that I deal with a lot, not only with startups, but for instance, VC capital funds, they also have LP relations. These people are also investors to them, but they just bring, you know, large sums of money in. This is a complex project where oftentimes they need guidance. The CEOs need guidance from a communications professional that they trust, who can explain some things to them and can also show them the inside workings. So this is where I really am helpful, because I have worked through my career. I have mostly worked on this level of direct report to the CEO. And I think this is very helpful in my work, where I can really talk in the business language with them, you know, to be understood. And I think this is what every PR professional has a challenge with, right? How you explain the value of PR to business, right? To even to marketing, sometimes it's hard to explain to our own, you know, peers in marketing, for instance, not talking about like shareholders. But this is where I really, really, I think, do well when I explain the value to the business of basically, yeah.
And so getting a program jump started in speaking their language, are there certain pieces that you draw out of them in the beginning? I mean, is it something like the bio or the mission statement of the company? Or, you know, how do you start to arrange those building blocks into that narrative that you eventually want to tell about the company or the product or the service or the whatever you're promoting?
I think what really works well for me, and just from my recent experience, I help a Techstars company with a new product launch. And we just recently had a meeting with the CEO where we spoke mostly on their business goals, on their funding strategy, how they want to fund the company in the next year, what types of investors they're looking for, what types of clients they're aiming for, what types of products they want to launch. So it's almost like a case study in a business school type of discussion. Then I ask for the information on the particular products that they want to launch, where I can research a little bit on them. And after that, I ask a few questions on that help me shape their understanding. So I think this is a good trick that I can advise to all professionals in the PR field, to build a questionnaire where you ask the questions that kind of help to lead your the second party a little bit. So how this helps is it's a little bit on the side of like customer development type of research questions, is like, how much funding do you plan to raise? What types of investors are you going to have on board? Can you make an announcement with one of those investors? Can you ask for a quote with one of your VC funds. Can you, like, are you able to, and basically you kind of form the questions in the way that they educate the people of the possibilities with PR for a certain project from the questionnaire. This is where they kind of start to think in the right direction of building the communications. So am I sounding clear? Like, this is just...
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there is real value for startups in PR. It's probably the most nimble and cost-effective way for a startup to begin to gain a bit of visibility, as opposed to a paid marketing campaign or an advertising campaign, which can get very, very expensive very, very quickly. Not saying that they're bad, but they're just sometimes out of reach for a startup that is really trying to keep their margins as, you know, as close as possible, and make sure that they squeeze every dollar, you know, and put it into their product, quite frankly. Are there types of PR that you advise startups to get into? Is it something like thought leadership? Is it, you know, product visibility? Is it, you know, reporter relations? What are the types of PR that maybe you advise people start out with when they're in a startup situation?
Oh, that's just a great question. And I really, really had the opportunity to work through all of those questions, because there have been over almost 10 years now, I'm a mentor at Techstars, which is a large acceleration program, US funded, but also working worldwide. And I've been a mentor in Berlin, London, Melbourne. And I found a few things that mostly work for all of the startup companies, which are in the tech space, both on the B2B and B2C side. It really depends on the type of product they're working on, but there are some similarities in the, you know, first steps that a company can work on in order to utilize the PR. And there are a few questions that need to be answered. So why a startup and when a startup needs PR? So first is when they need funding, but all startups basically will eventually need some amount of funding, maybe not in the first year, but maybe on the second or third year of existence. It's also when you need to hire new talent, and startups need to compete with those large big tech companies like Facebook, Google, and Microsoft for the top talent. Of course, they don't need as much top talent, but they need the best people who they compete with for, you know, with, you know, Google for amazing benefits programs those large companies have and startups don't. So how do you attract top talent? And this is where communications, employer brand, and PR really, really works for a company, a new company, in attracting top talent. And the third one is probably building loyalty in clients or in partners, depending on, is it a B2B or a B2C product? So B2B meaning that you are selling to other businesses, and B2C meaning that you're selling direct to customers. So these are the instances when the PR might need, the startup might need PR, or PR might need a startup. You can say that too, I guess. And how to start. So first of all, like, you don't have a budget, right? As a startup, you most likely don't have a budget yet. So this is where a founder, and as you mentioned, thought leadership, it's really clever for a founder to lead the communications efforts. And I always tell, like, Techstars founders and other companies, founders I work with as advisor, that, hey, you know, you speak with investors all the time. It's all, like, a part of a tech CEO job is to communicate with investors on a constant basis. Just include a little of percent of your time to devoting to speak with the audiences as well. So it can be in a form of thought leadership on social media and Twitter or X. Now X is great for that. LinkedIn is great for B2B audiences, partners, investors. I think other places, very unconventional yet, but I think they will become more and more popular, is Reddit or Quora, where you can build a following and you can build a brand, a name brand for yourself by being a part of the discussion. And of course, you know, more classical thought leadership is when you write an opinion on an industrial or niche topic you're working in and submitting this to an outlet or a media, you know, basically. And there is, of course, a little bit of investment of time into that, but I'm amazed how much free information is available on how to pitch thought pieces to the media, how to write them, how to do social media, thought leadership. There's just a huge amount of free information available online. It's just that you need to devote the time into that. Another option.
And you've done this yourself as a new CEO. You've done this yourself, getting yourself thought leadership media attention, earned media attention. Has it been productive for you in advancing your agency?
It's funny you ask, because like 2 days ago, I got a lead from LinkedIn for a project that several thousand dollar project from LinkedIn, and my thought leadership stuff just there. And I have not been doing it, I think, enough, but it's still
works. You can never do it enough, right?
What is enough? And this is, I think, a good hint to just understand and get the picture for people. So post at least like two times a week is mostly enough. And I'm posting like once a month and still getting paid leads from there, you know?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And I mean, definitely you can do more. Like if I post, so let's see, maybe in a couple of months of my, like I start to be consistent, I will get tens of thousands of dollars from leads on LinkedIn, right? We will see.
Wouldn't
I will report
that,
to you.
Right.
I will tell you how this works.
So you advise CEOs or anyone who's trying to raise their visibility to really just get consistent with it, get into a groove, be posting things that are interesting, and sharing their unique perspective on whatever topic they want to write about.
Absolutely. And actually, you know, one of the advices, one of the top accelerators Y Combinator is giving to their founders is the ability to translate your thoughts into writing of any form is a superpower for a CEO. And I can say not only of a startup, but of any company. We want to hear people that are doing the actual business. We want to understand how they are thinking. We want to know their practices. We want to know their attitudes. People are generally interested in other people. And, you know, doing business in this time is a challenge, but also something that is a great narrative and a great story to tell. And I believe thinking about your offer, your product, and what you're doing, and crafting the message to that audience that you want to attract, it's just a great way of putting your brand and building your personal brand with time. And I also just like to add here, I think of it as a compound interest in finance, I mean, of PR and thought leadership effort. So you do a little bit, but constantly, and then in a little bit of time, like from 6 to 12 months, it can get back to you with great returns.
No doubt in my mind. Well, this has been a great conversation, Liliana. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise. We are going to segue now into the rapid fire question portion of our podcast. This is where we steal a page from Inside the Actor Studio, ask our guests a series of rapid fire questions meant to elicit a simple answer, maybe a laugh or two. Liliana, with your indulgence, let's begin. Rapid fire question number one. What is your favorite news source?
TechCrunch.
Oh, dig it. Good outlet. rapid fire question number two. What's your favorite social media platform?
Lately, Reddit. I'm a moderator of an AI community, top 1% on Reddit, and I love it.
Great, great stuff. And not enough people use Reddit, I think. I know people who like really use it, and you sound like one of those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that it's a very strong community and a lot of interesting, clever people there, and you can find any topic, anything you can find on Reddit. And actually, latest data tells us that people search for stuff on TikTok and Reddit more now than they do on Google.
I believe it. I believe it. Rapid fire question number three, coffee or alcohol?
Coffee, 100%.
There we go. Rapid fire question number four, what's your favorite on the run food?
Hamburgers.
Oh, good stuff. Hamburger or cheeseburger?
Okay, cheeseburger. You got me there.
Okay, bye. Fair enough. Fair enough. And rapid fire question number five, Liliana, what do you want to be after you finish this career?
I want to be top CEO's executive coach in the Silicon Valley.
That is a very ambitious and specific goal. I love it.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. It was so much fun.
Yeah, Liliana, this has been a great conversation. Please let people know how they can find you online.
You can find me on LinkedIn, Liliana Pertinava. You can find me on Twitter or X, Lilian Pertinava. And that's where I spend most of my time.
Sounds good. We'll look you up. Thanks again, Liliana. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Please remember to subscribe to the show. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at The PR Podcast, and send us a question or a comment. Our intro is by Christopher Apple. You can find him and his fantastic photography on Instagram at Christopher_APPOLDT. Check him out there and hire him for all your photography needs. You can find me online at Jody Fisher on all the socials and on the web at jodyfisherpr.com. We'll see you next time on the PR Podcast.